So we know that there was 160 people forced from a boat off the coast of Yemen in the Shabna governorate. Our staff identified the remains of six bodies, four females and two males, on the beach this morning. Initially, we had reported that there was 50 people missing. Now the missing number is down to 13. So together, we'll be looking at about 19 or 20 people who died in the tragedy this morning. It seems now with this incident today, coming one day after what happened yesterday, with over 100 people being forced from a boat off the coast of the same governorate in Yemen, that we might be looking at a trend where smugglers have such disregard for human life and want to protect their own necks that they're forcing people out of the boats before they even reach dry land.
The incident yesterday off the coast of Yemen was apparently motivated by the smugglers' sight of an official, some sort of official on the Yemeni coast. And it just seems to be lucky that IOM staff found these survivors. What's to say it hasn't happened before? This year you're saying 55,000 or so Somalis and Ethiopians have made it to the Yemeni coastline.
It could have happened before. But what I will say is that our staff, the IOM UN Migration Agency staff in Yemen, regularly patrols the beaches where we think migrants might be entering Yemen. We do that to be able to offer information, protection, medical assistance that we know that these migrants need when they enter the country, especially if they've been abandoned by the smugglers who are supposed to be helping them to the Gulf countries.
Let's just talk about the profile of these migrants then. I've already said Ethiopians and Somalis for the main part. Their age, they're teenagers, aren't they, in the main?
Today and yesterday, the average age has been around 16, men and women. They are all teenagers. Youth unemployment is quite high in the places where they're coming from, Ethiopia and Somalia. They don't see so much opportunities for their future, and they get sold this false idea by smugglers that the place they can go to, in this case, Gulf countries, has all these opportunities that they can't be afforded at home.
And they're doing this even though there's a war going on in Yemen. I mean, the situation in Yemen is awful. So this information clearly is not getting across, is not being transmitted to those attempting the journey.
No, I mean, a lot of people will know about the conflict in Yemen, but won't possibly know about the severity of it. But what we're really seeing here, and it's similar with other routes as well, you know, with people moving from West Africa up to Libya and across to Europe, often people are aware of the dangers, but they just don't see any other option. It again comes back to this idea that's sold to them, this false promise, this idea of what is almost told to them as heaven. We often hear migrants that we work with to provide assistance who've been abused on these routes talk about how Europe is heaven, how the Gulf country is heaven, and this is what the smugglers are telling them. And they balance out this idea of what their life could be with the risks they know on these routes, and they see this better future as the way to go and to help themselves, help their families.
And can we just maybe talk about what is driving so many from the East African coast, the Horn of Africa, right now? We know there's food insecurity in Ethiopia. There's a breakdown of law and order in Somalia. Is there a sudden influx now, or is it just that we haven't spotted these tragedies happening before?
Yes, we wouldn't say that it's a sudden influx. We see this as quite a busy route anyway, and that might be increasing over this year, connected to the food insecurity in the regions that the migrants are coming from. The drought is so severe in Ethiopia and even worse in Somalia that it's forcing people to literally just walk looking for food, looking for water, looking for something to be able to continue to raise their animals. And even if you're not in an area that's so affected by the drought, you're affected by other things. You know, a degraded economy, lack of opportunities for employment, even things to keep you socially occupied as well. Like in Somalia, a lot of the work that we do is to stop youths from being radicalized and joining armed combatant groups. Again, when you don't have any other option, you do the things that you see as the only way to go. And in this case, these people who tragically lost their lives on the coast of Yemen, they saw that it was the only thing to do was to go towards the Gulf.